107.9 The Mix, Central Maine's variety station. Good afternoon. I'm Matt Dixon here at The Mix, and I know you are as well, doing whatever we can to support small businesses. And an organization that is always doing that is the Manufacturers Association of Maine. And I've got on the mix lines right now Lisa Martin. She's the executive director of the Manufacturers Association of Maine. Thanks for joining us, Lisa. I know this has been a tough time for all of us, right?
I have to say, this last month has been quite frantic, if I could use that word.
Oh, absolutely. It has been for everybody, for sure.
And we are starting to see a lot of our efforts fall into place.
So manufacturers throughout the country, and of course, right here in Maine, really stepping up to help fight COVID-19. Now, how have manufacturers been dealing with all of the challenges?
We are looking at this really into sort of three different areas. We do have a number of manufacturers, and I would absolutely love folks to look at our website. We have a list. We have several lists of companies that are already ramping up, providing that PPE, available now, online, available for sale, for distribution. We have another group of manufacturers in various sectors here that have back orders that they're working on and fulfilling. However, the concern, Mac, is that those orders may not be replenished right away. So that's of concern. And then we have a smaller group of manufacturing sectors that will be totally impacted by this, and we're very concerned for survival.
Yeah, it's like that with so many different businesses, for sure.
Yeah.
But it is heartwarming how they've some manufacturers have just stepped right in and to help out.
It has been astonishing. Not that it is that people would be stepping up to doing this. We've seen that in our time.
Mm-hmm.
The folks reaching out and knowing that there's a group of organizations that are responding and reaching out and talking and working together. From my perspective, we here in the state of Maine have clearly are the front runners. I've talked to people all over the United States in these past few weeks. They are looking for information. They were looking for product. They were looking, and my question to them was, what is your state doing? What are you, you know, don't you have anything going on? And most of them said no.
Is that right?
Here in Maine, with a collaboration of the Manufacturers Association, along with the Maine MEP, along with the University of Maine, the Advanced Manufacturing Center, the State DECD, the PTAC, all of these acronyms have been working really around the clock for a very long time and making the connection between what is being made and what the needs are of those medical facilities.
Lisa Martin, Executive Director of the Manufacturers Association of Maine, joining us on the Mix Lines this afternoon. Now, one of the questions I'm sure you're getting so much, how can the businesses be helped, you know, that aren't able to do this now?
So what we have been very fortunate to do is we've been sending out consistent information.
Mm-hmm.
But what is most important is that there are safety nets. And our delegation, and at the federal level and at the state level, our government are working to make sure that those companies that are severely impacted have the opportunity. And I would say to all the small businesses out there, those individual self-employed folks, go to the FBA website, fill out that application to apply for grants. This is not loan money. This is grant.
Right.
So that it can carry you over during this time as you're, again, assessing your business and assessing what your needs are, assessing your workforce, can be very, very helpful. And we are telling companies, if they have questions or need assistance, to please call me.
Lisa Martin, she's the Executive Director of the Manufacturers Association of Maine. I know how busy things are for you right now. I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk with us, Lisa. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Max.